This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Joe Fisher III. Across the faux marble table is Rashad Taylor.
Heidi ho, neighbors.
Not what it up, though, this time around?
I'm trying something new. I'm workshopping something new.
Gotcha.
We'll see. I'm going to give something new every week.
But across the glass, we got Jordan Schultz in the flesh back with us today. How you doing, brother?
Hey, what's up, guys? Fresh off of a Mariners win that I saw Geno's first game back with, and then a six-hour drive home from Seattle. So that was pretty crazy.
But I am disappointed in you, Jordan. Driving in, I was hoping to hear some hot golf takes on golf in the Northwest, and I did not hear Jordan Schultz giving his hot golf takes.
I feel like he mailed it in today.
Yeah.
That is swag show, guys.
What the hell?
That's my show.
This is preposterous.
Swag is not one for co-host. You know, he's all good. He's a solo act.
Well, he's the best golfer in the Korn Ferry Tour, bar none.
He's the greatest. There's nobody that's been better. Yeah, no. I'll just let him talk. I will show how little golf knowledge I actually have if I try to talk.
So well, if you are confused about hearing our voices, if you didn't tune in last week, I'm Joe. That's Rashad. And that's Jordan. And we are now Sports Saturday.
We're gonna workshop that name, but yeah, Sports Saturday.
We already did focus groups. We did tests and studies, and we were like, "What do we call this sports show on a Saturday?"
Huh?
And we're like, "You know what?
Sports Hangover.
Let's call it Sports Saturday."
So I like that name,
Sports Hangover.
Yeah, that's okay.
There's like 1,000 sports shows.
Honestly, Sports Hangover. That's not a bad name because your boy.
I'm not saying
you got a little after last night.
I get you, man. I'm not saying I'm hungover, but I understand the sentiment, especially for, I mean, how many times you guys honestly think, and it doesn't happen as often, you know, but sometimes you don't know that you got start feeling a little more than you want it to be on a Friday and Saturday. How often do you think you came to the show like, yo, not the best day?
My bad.
3 out of 5.
Really?
On a Sunday? You're telling me, Jordan, all right, we got the show Sundays. You can't get after it Saturday mornings. Bullsh, or Saturday nights. We still went and got after it. Like, even last night being a Friday, my wife and I were all at Dixie with a bunch of friends. Threw some drinks down, and I'm feeling probably about the same as I do on a Sunday.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, it's not often for me, you know, because for whatever reason, I can get up on Sunday and be, or Saturday now, and be super chipper. Let's go. Let's get after it, you know. But, yeah, today's a little different. I don't get it, but
well,
should be snapping out of it here in about 20 minutes.
I met up with my good friend Tanner last night, my co-host of the podcast I do, Fish and Toast. We caught up. It'd been about a month or two since I last seen him. And we met up at a bar in Southwest Portland-ish, the Dugout. Shout out the Dugout because they have golden tea there. And you know me and my golden tea.
Absolutely. The bros get after it.
We get after it on golden tea.
Ocho was airing the golden tea championships on
your GD, right? They were playing some golden tea on the Ocho.
$30,000 is your first prize for the world champion gold tea?
Like, yeah, I mean, they're giving out more on Netflix for these dating shows, so they can give out a little more for golden tea. That's a pretty significant game in video game culture.
Yeah. We played 4 rounds of golden tea. Some bro showed up and he was like, hey, I'm waiting for my friends to want to play some pool. And then we got him on the golden tee. He had a nice little round as well. It was great. Had a few pitchers. It was, is my hotkeys potted up there? Are we ready to go on that?
But yeah.
Okay. My widgets are not configured.
Yeah, that's not my fault.
We got to configure those widgets.
Got to get the IT guy.
It's like Swag was playing audio. I haven't touched a damn thing.
No, I was.
For once, it's not my fault.
I was at the Vanport Jazz Festival last night and saw John B., who was phenomenal.
John B., that is a jazz name.
No.
Never heard of John B.?
You never heard of John B.?
No.
Really?
I'm not a jazz guy.
It's not jazz at all. John B. is R&B. He was actually, here's the cool part. He was one of the, he's one of the white guys that's an R&B artist or whatever that's always invited to the barbecue.
Okay.
Michael McDonald.
Michael McDonald has that status?
Oh, absolutely. Michael McDonald's voice.
Rashad, nice to see you.
Listen, Michael McDonald is one of those guys. Tom Jones is one of them dudes who will always be invited to the cookout. But John B., came out when I was, I want to say I was maybe in sixth grade or eighth grade, or I can't remember, sometime in middle school. But he absolutely killed it with this one song. And since then, he's been on. So watching all the 55s plus, you know, vibe to John B. yesterday, you know, was pretty cool.
Cool. Very nice. Yeah. Did you have some beer, too?
I'm not a big beer guy anymore.
What do you sip on? Some vodka sodas?
No, I don't know. No sodas.
Oh, you like your tequila. Up. That's right.
Yeah, I do stuff straight up, though. If I'm going to drink it, I'm going to drink it, man. Let's not water this down, man. Let's just go ahead and get it over with. Because I'm not trying to drink a lot. And so, no, I don't want like a bunch of vodka sodas or anything else, man. Just vodka straight up or whiskey, you know, neat, whatever the case is. Like
whiskey.
Yeah, that's how I get down for the most part.
Please, I will just state this on the air. Next time you go to a jazz festival, I want an invite. I will go with you.
It's actually happening again today.
Today?
Yeah, the Jazz Force is again today.
This city's lousy with jazz festivals.
Yeah, no,
they're
one,
terrible.
Not this one, yeah. Not this one. This one's actually legit, you know. And right. So, yeah, shout out to Mr. Taylor, who is the organizer of the event. So, great little spot, man, for sure.
Are you? Is that you?
It's not me.
Oh. I was
it's
like, not me.
We could be family. I doubt it, but you know, we'll see. He's got bread, so I hope we are.
Are you pulling like a Ron Swanson here, where you have like an alter ego that's a saxophone player that you don't want anybody to know?
Oh no!
Yeah,
no.
You're like Suave Taylor or something.
Listen, if I were throwing something like a jazz fest, trust me, my face is going to be all over. You're going to know. I'm going to be everywhere. Yeah, I'm going to make sure that you knew it was me that was doing it for sure.
What the hell?
It's a UAP.
Is that Rashad playing the jazz flute up there?
No, I mean, Taylor is kind of a common name, right? It's almost like Smith.
I would love to see that.
I don't like it.
I just roll into a jazz bar late at night.
And just I'm up there just
gentlemen,
ripping on the piano.
Up next, your favorite, Chocolate Jones.
What's a sweet
like, Chocolate Jones.
That's a great
Rashad.
Name. Yeah.
Who the hell?
Yeah, that's a great name.
Hey, ladies.
I like it.
How you doing tonight? I got a few numbers for you.
I wish I could play. Like, if you could play any instrument.
Get
like,
your espresso martini ready.
I've always been one of those guys that have been really jealous of, like, my best friend is a saxophone player. And
Your boy Chris?
Yes. And he is, in my opinion, the best saxophone player on the West Coast. I don't think you're going to find anybody better than him over here. You know, that's a bold statement, but it's absolutely true. I know
who to call if I need a record recorded.
No, for sure. And amazing producer and all those things.
Hot saxophone take there, Rashad.
I mean, it's a real thing, man. I'll go watch him play. And I used to play trumpet. I played trumpet from sixth grade until like eighth grade. Then I discovered that I was kind of athletic and kind of good looking and was like, who needs instruments? Like, I can talk to girls without this now. And yeah, that was a dumb idea because I haven't played sports in 20 years, 25 years. And here this guy is playing saxophone until he's going to be like 70. But so I'll just watch him play. And I'm like, man, all eyes on him all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. It's crazy. And it doesn't hurt that he's a pretty good looking dude. So he's standing there and he's got every, your wife, your girlfriend, your girl's parents, everybody are just kind of like
smiling there too. Yeah.
Yeah. Just like making googly eyes at him.
Have you seen Ed Sheeran? You don't have to be a good looking dude.
No. And then you're just the friend who's there. And so he's done playing and just everybody comes and flocks to him and stands around him and leaves you looking like, okay, I'm going to go anywhere else but right here. But I'm always marveling at him being able to play an instrument. If I can play an instrument, it would be the piano.
Yeah.
I'd sit at a piano with a cigarette in my mouth and croon to some lady and not even look at the keys as I'm playing
and just do the whole
say sweet nothings in her ear.
You know, like at concerts when guys like sit on the piano. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I've been thinking lately.
Yeah.
World's like a tough place.
Yeah. It's just something real classy and sweet.
But
yeah.
You know, I know that we can be good people together. Start
singing. That and like an acoustic guitar. If I could play one of those two instruments, like I think you're in the mix as a guy.
Yeah. I was trying to tell Joey to stick with trumpet. He played trumpet this year and band.
Yes. Tell him to stick with that.
Well, it's too late. He's
no. Pick up the guitar.
No.
The elective choices have gone in for seventh grade, and a band is like dead last on the list. He stuck it out through all the sixth grade, tooting his little horn over there in middle school, sixth grade band. But hey, he learned how to do Jurassic Park, the theme song to that.
That's good.
And then he was like, you know what? I'm good.
I'm
retiring.
You know why? Because Joey is going through the same thing that I went through and realizing that I'm good looking and I can play sports. This whole band thing, yeah, that's for nerds, right? Yeah, dumb. So tell him to pick up that trumpet because he can play that until he's 70 and he probably won't be playing soccer when he's 55 and 60.
Hey, I hear you, brother. I told him, you know, as a former jock/band is for nerds person, I was telling him all along, I was like, dude, you got to play band because once you learn how to read sheet music, that can then translate over to other instruments. Mm-hmm. You just will have the basic foundation of music knowledge and how notes and minors and majors and keys and all that crap. Like you'll just know it. And that can translate to essentially whatever instrument you want. And he's just not about that life.
Disappointing.
I'm disappointed in my boy.
It might take him some time, but I'd stay in his ear, man. Stay in his ear. Jordan, what instrument would you play?
Well, I mean, at least you guys had options. I'd probably go piano or guitar, but I already kind of play guitar. So I was literally the one that had to lean on my voice. So it was like, oh, he's not really that
Jordan
cute,
has the voice of an angel.
But he's got a really good singing voice. So despite that, like despite the bad looks, I was able to do okay just because of that one skill.
Hey, but, man, Meatloaf can make it, you're much better looking than that guy was.
There are some heinous ass singers out there. It's quite surprising that the opposite sex would flock toward the men and women, frankly. But hey, it can happen.
Yeah.
Well, I know piano and guitar is always, you know, two of the more popular ones. Like, if I could play an instrument. But, dude, if I could lay down a sick drum solo.
Ooh, for sure.
Chad Smith, Red Hot Chili Peppers style.
No matter what drummer you are, you're badass. Like, in every band, for the most part, like, none of them, there probably is a weak-ass drummer in one band. But every band I can think of that's cool, every drummer in there is awesome, is like the person you probably want to be closest
to. You know who I want to see on a drum set? That guy that's always beating on those paint buckets outside of the concert.
Yes.
Outside the Moda Center?
Yeah.
I bet you he's dope, too.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I want to see him on an actual drum set and not paint buckets or whatever he's playing on.
Yeah, like instead of, like you don't want him to go to the Ace Hardware. Like get some
Zephyrs or
but
whatever.
It was crazy.
The hell
he went
called.
To a bunch of different buckets and said, "Man, what sounds different? Ooh, I like that sound." And put them all together, and now it's dope. But yeah, I don't know if you guys have seen The Dirt on Netflix.
Yes,
it's about Motley Crue.
Mm-hmm.
I have not.
It's actually a pretty good movie. It's pretty funny too, and Tommy Lee is not the greatest drummer of all time. Go ahead and preface all my comments by saying that. But he is the definition of what a drummer is. man, they're just cool. Like, they're just somebody that you want to be around, hang around, everything like that. And I think all drummers kind of take that same kind of cool Clyde Stubblefield type, who, if you don't know, who's James Brown's famous drummer.
Gotcha.
But yeah, they all kind of take this really cool.
Look at musical Rashad over here.
I love music, man. Music is awesome.
Shout out Salem, Oregon's own Dean Castronovo, the drummer for Journey.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hold on. Did I tell you guys, like, and, I don't know, hopefully he's not listening right now, but like my neighbor, it was in REM.
Yeah, you told us for no reason.
That is crazy.
Like, just for no reason. My wife was like, hey, our neighbor's in a group called, I don't know, I can't remember. REM? Like, it's like, it's letters. It's like, REV, REM. I was like, REM?
She's like, yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, have you ever heard of them?
Are you serious? So,
like, yeah, I think I've heard a ditty or two from this REM.
Maybe one or two songs. They're a pretty big deal. So yeah, man. But no, music is awesome. Probably my third favorite thing after sports and movies.
Sports, movies, beer?
Hooray, beer! Sports, movies, beer. And then probably meat.
Or meat.
Boobs.
He gave me the nicest, longest piece of meat.
Speaking of.
So good.
Meat and boobs, speaking of which, once again, Dixie last night. Yes, they still do dance up on the top of the bar there.
Oh,
and they still hire really hot waitresses.
Oh,
platinum blonde.
So you
big up tops,
and so the meat is you were talking about. You said speaking of meat too, so
and meat and
like steaks, right?
No,
things that he loves.
Oh, okay,
meat.
I love meat
and up tops.
Up
right?
tops, yeah. Yes,
hot women.
In case you haven't heard, or we're incredibly immature. On a Saturday morning.
Yes, welcome in. Welcome into the
welcome
program.
To it, guys.
I am a perv. I am a degenerate, but I'm fun. So.
10 inches. And girthy.
I told him it was perfect length.
This was supposed to be a good time, and now I can't sit for a week because of what you've done to me. A
lot of jacking right now. Yeah.
There we go.
Those don't sound great when you just hear them like that without context, but it's all good. They are still funny.
Sometimes in life, you really take it on the face, and it just comes at you day after day after day.
I thought I was going to get away with that
Jeez,
one.
Like, that one was crazy.
All right, well, my drops are working. That's clear. Glad to see my widget was configured correctly.
Happy Saturday, everybody.
Welcome into the second maiden voyage. Well, I guess that's not maiden voyage then. The second voyage of Sports Saturday. Joe Fisher III, Rashad Taylor here with you. Jordan Schultz here with us today, and then he's gone again. Slacker.
One more week. Sorry, my mom-in-law has surgery.
And then you're gone after that, right?
I guess so.
There you go. August. It's the vacation month.
But we're here and we got sports. We got sports stuff to talk about. I don't know. Someone requested a trade. Do we have to talk about it?
I think we kind of do, Joe. I know you don't want to, but we might have to dive all the way into it.
All right, fine. I guess we'll talk about Terry McLaurin.
That's the one.
Yeah. No accusations made by any other players against their teams. No.
No, not at all. And then there's something that we got to talk about in the second hour that I don't want to talk about, but it's where there's smoke, there's fire, and it's been creeping up. And, you know, they say ignorance is bliss, but we can't ignore it anymore. So we'll get to that in the second hour. But we will start here with my Cowboys and the current contract negotiations and trade demands of Micah Parsons. We get to that next year. Sports Saturday on 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Like, Does he have braces right now?
Yeah, man. Like, I don't know. Like, a lot of older people are, they're saying, screw what? These Invisaligns. Just give me the old school braces.
No. I had braces for.
Listen, I just want the max contract, okay?
Yeah, I saw him talking. I was like, when did this fool get braces?
They are so painful. And not only that, but like just on your teeth, but then they leave a bunch of canker sores in your mouth. Like, how can you be an adult male or female? My mom had braces like as a 30 some year old. I'm like, what are you doing, mom? Like,
hot, stop. Hot yeah. Braces talk. Whatever we can do to, you know, distract us and not talk about this Michael Parsons trade demand BS, that'd be great. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to take this. I think the easy low-hanging fruit here, obviously, is Jerry Jones and the Cowboys and the Jones family are a bunch of idiots, and what the hell are they doing?
That's the first thing.
You know, we saw this last year with Dak and CeeDee, just them twiddling their thumbs and waiting till the last minute to get a deal done, and I think that just... Jerry and Steven, you know, apple doesn't fall far from the tree, because that will be the next owner and GM of the Cowboys is Steven Jones. They like this, man. It's a circus. It's attention. They love this. And I think if you've read about Micah Parsons' agent, David Mugioletta or something like that is his name.
Sure.
He was...
Let's call him Mugs.
Yeah, Mugs. He's got, it like, over the last year or a year ago or something like that, he's signed, got like $1 billion worth of contracts signed in the NFL. And he gets dudes max money. For the most part, he was actually T. Higgins' agent until T. Higgins fired him, and then T. Higgins and the Bengals got the deal done after they fired him. So he is very much like, I'm going to get my dude the max money and make him the highest paid player and get him everything and make no compromises and not meet in the middle anywhere. So I think that this is just a very contentious negotiation. Where now Micah Parsons and him have, you know, pushed the red button and used the last resort here, and that is a trade demand. And I would say that this is a different trade demand. If you read the note from Micah Parsons, mm-hmm. I mean, he was pretty, you know, straightforward in it. Like, I do not want to play in Dallas anymore. I do not want to play for the Cowboys. Like, it comes across as him being done. Like, just done
it's
with
over.
The organization. Or
we think.
I think it's gonna get done. And then sure enough, he's gonna have to do the like, oh, I always wanted to be here. But it's
well, he said that in his post, actually. He said he still I wanna play for Dallas. Listen, I don't think he
I'll find it. I didn't see that.
This kid
at all.
Grew up okay. a Dallas Cowboys fan.
I got right? it right here.
He's from is it Harrisburg, Virginia? Is that where he's
Harrisburg,
from?
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, PA, okay. Yeah. So he grew up a Cowboys fan and grew up somebody who is always like, and you know, Cowboys fans are worldwide. They're everywhere. If you like a football team that's, you know, an American football team and you live in another country, chances are it's probably the Dallas Cowboys or potentially the, you know, the Chiefs or something like that, or definitely kidding. Jacksonville if you live in London. Yeah, if you live in London, it's definitely Jacksonville. But, you know, a couple things kind of come to mind, and I didn't really even realize that his agent was the same person that T. Higgins had, but I thought about T. Higgins and his situation and, you know, being franchised for, what was it, 2 years or just the 1 year?
T. Higgins?
Yeah.
What? Sorry, I was reading the Micah Parsons
note. Yeah, I think
note.
T. Higgins was franchised for was it the 1 year or the 2 years?
I think it was just 1 year.
Okay, just the 1 year, but they eventually, like you said, got the deal done. For this situation, I'm kind of reminded of Myles Garrett and his whole contract situation. Remember, he put a similar thing out and was like, man, I love playing here in Cleveland. I love being here, but apparently they don't see it the same. And then a few weeks later, after his trade demand, he got his deal, right? Last year,
I was just kidding.
Remember, let's go back. Last year, CeeDee Lamb and Dak were like, we want our contracts. Where are our contracts? You're not giving us contracts. And then as we got closer to the start of the season, okay, guys, here's your money. Now, if you're asking me, I think this is just me. Micah Parsons is a better player than CeeDee Lamb is. And so you have to pay your guys. It saves money. And I think J.J. Watt put a tweet out that was like, man, pay your guys. It saves you money. It saves you headache in the long run, and you keep your superstar. Like, I'm trying to understand what your angle is here if you're Jerry Jones and you're the Cowboys. I don't really understand what you're trying to do with your best player on top of that. Like, people will say it's Dak. You're a Cowboys fan, so you might say,
oh, no, Micah is the best player.
Micah Parsons is your best player.
He is the most impactful player on that team.
He's your most engaging player. He's your superstar, right? And so for you to kind of play around with his money like he's not worth it, I guarantee there are 31 other teams that will take Micah Parsons today.
Yes. Yes.
So I'm not sure what the deal is with Dallas.
You know, and I can't believe I'm doing this and saying this out loud, you know, but, you know, to the defense of Jerry Jones.
Oh, God. What are you doing?
Trying not to throw up after just saying that.
Yeah, he's 90, so it is defense. I think, like, that's where you start.
I think they are just reluctant to, and it's a bit of their own fault, but it's also just how the game goes, reluctant to give a huge deal after getting bent over a barrel for Dak and CeeDee and having to pay more, but also giving Trayvon Diggs a contract and then him shredding his knee, giving Terrence Steele, our right tackle, a contract and then him being injured. So I think they are looking at it as like, you know, and he even kind of said it. He was like, he missed games last year, you know, just because we signed him doesn't mean he's going to be here. And so I think they are just scared and they're just nervous about forking over a ton of money, but you can't play scared. You can't negotiate scared. You can't run a team scared and just think about what could happen. What could happen is you don't have Micah Parsons. What could happen is you don't have one of the most game-changing edge rusher defensive players in the league. I think I heard Suk say this yesterday, that when Micah Parsons isn't on the field or not playing, Dallas ranked as the worst defense in the league. But when he's on, they're like second or third.
He's
like,
impactful. Impact. That's what he is.
Huge. Huge impact. And also, you know, Micah Parsons off the field, who he is, his personality, I'm not the biggest fan. He hasn't gotten any trouble. He hasn't done anything dumb. He just has a really bad podcast where he says a lot of things that he shouldn't about his team and doesn't really hold himself accountable or the team accountable, but hey, that is the Cowboys way. So that drives me nuts, but when he gets on the field, he shows out. and he plays and he performs.
I think that's always. I think it's almost. I think it's almost a Kobe Bryant esque kind of way of doing things. When I look at, you know, Micah Parsons, it's like some people look at it as calling out his team. Others look at it as I'm challenging you. And I think he kind of, if I'm going to come out here and be the best player and work the hardest and in the gym the longest and everything like that, and you're not doing that, then yeah, I'm probably going to say something about it. So I'm not necessarily mad at that. I understand what you're saying. I don't mind his podcast. I don't watch it a lot, but him and CJ Stroud together are pretty funny at certain points. So yeah. I will kind of watch them, but I'm just looking at Dallas and saying, like, I'm trying to understand what your end game is here for this guy. And I understand what you're saying as far
as
scary, right? Yeah. But giving out $160 million is scary. I've never done it, but I can imagine it's a pretty nerve-wracking thing for a general manager to have to write that check to somebody for that long. And then you do run the risk, and it's football. Everybody runs the risk every play of being hurt for the season and being out. And so I don't think you can make that your main argument in not wanting to sign Micah Parsons.
He paid Dak, right?
Like, he paid Dak.
Yeah, and he's been injured a couple of different times. And Dak has given you, concern there.
If we're being honest, Dak has given you one great season. Like, he's had some good seasons. But that season where he almost won MVP, was that 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great season. Outside of Dak has been a very solid quarterback. I'm not saying he's been weak by any stretch, but I will say that year was the year that's like, oh, okay, maybe Dak is great.
Now, I'm sure this happens more than we hear about it in this article here that ESPN put out, and great stuff as far as kind of like behind the scenes, you know, like what's been happening with the Cowboys revealed to us in that Instagram post or whatever it was by Micah Parsons. But the big accusation that sticks out to me is that Jerry Jones was trying to negotiate with him without an agent present. Essentially, there was like this meeting, I think possibly overseas, where they were going to get together and leadership was going to be the point of discussion. But it ended up, as Micah Parsons said, devolving into a conversation about a contract between Jerry and myself without his agent present. And that, to me, that's not good. It's like, dude, personally, I feel like the NFL should just remove you at that point. It's like, oh, this has happened. Like, we investigated and we have found that you have tried to negotiate with a player without his agent.
Yeah.
Done. You can't be here. We can't have that happening. But unfortunately, it sounds like both parties, agents for Mike are saying, hey, wait. And Jerry's like, I don't want to spend more than $30 million. And now that the price is $40 million a season, basically the Cowboys are just walking away, which is the wrong decision.
Well, and let's keep this going into the next segment because, you know, I just find this interesting. It's between a very, you know, obviously interesting owner and GM as far as how they operate, but an interesting player because I'm looking at different parts of this note and just want to see how you guys feel about, you know, Micah and what he put in this note, and Jordan alluded to it as well, some of the things he's saying. So we'll come back to that. You can text in your thoughts about this on the fan text line, 503-864-6326. If a deal gets done, if this is a serious trade demand or not, because again, there are some things in this in the note that Micah Parsons posted yesterday that are quite eye-opening. That makes this not a traditional trade demand. We get to that next here on Sports Saturday. But first, Jordan Schultz with the Sports Center update.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Okay, the golf balls.
Yeah.
Like, man, you gotta be way more specific.
I think it was Jordan Spieth's ball was touching someone else's ball on the green. A lot of balls touching.
How do they handle that?
They just got to mark one, and then I think mark the other, and then, you know, honestly, I don't know. I'm talking out of my rear end here. I don't know how the process of that would work.
Is it like in Happy Gilmore 2, where the ball ricochets off of the piece that you, what is it, the coin or whatever, like that's legal?
They're doing it. Spieth is lining up right now and trying to, you know, I think they just have a marker right next to it. I don't know. Sean and I were actually talking about Happy Gilmore 2 in the break. My movie review, 2 thumbs, meh.
Yeah, like a C+.
2 thumbs, meh. I mean, the third act is absolutely terrible. And it
I like that. Well,
I was having a good time until I wasn't. And I'm like, all right, this thing needs to wrap up here.
The redemption story for the win at the end was nice. I won't reveal that to anybody that hasn't seen it. And I think that was the one thing in the third act that was okay for me. But, like, yeah, Adam Sandler's two kids getting a, you know, an acting job, like, whatever. Like
his wife is in it, too.
I know.
Yeah, nepotism runs rampant through that family. So, I like it, though. I mean, I'm okay with it. If I'm on like that, if I'm Adam Sandler on and I get Netflix movies, yeah, guess what? My daughter's going to become a star, and my son, everybody's going to be on. It's all good.
Speaking of nepotism, the Jones family that runs the Cowboys are dealing with some trade demands from Micah Parsons. We were just talking about it in the last segment, and I have Micah Parsons' note up that he posted on social media. He tweeted it out along with, "Thank you, Dallas," lion emoji, crown emoji, praying hands emoji. But yeah, you know, did the whole, I wanted to be here. I love the Cowboys. My pops and I grew up cheering them all the way up here in Pennsylvania. Unfortunately, I no longer want to be here. I no longer want to be held to closed door negotiations without my agent present. I no longer want shots taken at me for getting injured while laying it on the line for the organization, our fans, and my teammates. I no longer want narratives created and spread to the media about me. He then goes on to talk about kind of the negotiation process, and Jordan mentioned in the last segment that he went to have a meeting about leadership, and then it turned into a meeting between him and Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones about his contract without his agent present, so on and so forth. But at the end of the note, he says, "I no longer want to play for the Dallas Cowboys. I have made the tough decision. I no longer want to play for the Dallas Cowboys. My trade request has been submitted to Stephen Jones personally." I think there is part of me that, like, yeah, I'll take this, you know, I'll take it for what it is, Micah. saying how he feels about the negotiation process. But also, Micah loves himself some Micah. And reading up on his agent, like, what's he going to say when bringing this all up? Like, you know, I respect the Jones family and the negotiation process, and I hope that, you know, yes, I know that we probably could be approaching this in a different light, and, you know, I think that we could have had a different way to go about this, and that, you know, I don't know if we're all, you know, doing our best to get the deal done. No, he's going to write this to make it seem like, woe is me, poor me, I'm the victim here. Again, Micah, if you have listened to him talk and do his terrible podcast, the whole accountability thing for Micah Parsons, it's something that's been lacking in the Cowboys locker room, front office, entire franchise for going on almost two decades now. Basically, since Bill Parcells left, and you've had Wade Phillips and Jason Garrett and Mike McCarthy as your last three head coaches, the accountability of this team and franchise and anybody that plays for it, it falls on deaf ears a lot of the time. I think that we just got to look in the mirror and see what kind of team we're gonna be. No, they don't do that. And so Micah in this note trying to be like, oh, they're doing this and they're doing this and done this and that, and oh gosh, poor me, this is it. It does come across as a little bit like that. And again, if you read up on this agent, this dude is not one of those, like, all right, let's meet in the middle, let's make this happen. You know, he is like, no, you're going to pay him max and give it. He was behind the Deshaun Watson contract. Like, and, you know, say what you want about the Browns being idiots and making that deal, but this guy, he makes big deals happen. He was behind the Jordan Love contract after six, seven, eight games, a half season of good play for the Packers, and got him that deal. So I think it is a little bit of a lot of egos getting in the way of a deal getting done. And, you know, I would place more blame on the Jones family and the Cowboys front office, but I don't think you can look at Mike and just be like, oh, this poor guy, they're just treating him so unfairly right now. Unbelievable.
I don't know. I don't hear a lot of hate for the Dallas Cowboys in this post. I see a lot of Jerry Jones and his son. I don't see him saying anything bad about his teammates or anything else. He's talking about his situation, which he's not wrong. I'm going to be real. I think there is a way that ownership and star players can meet without an agent and just say, bro, what do you want?
Yeah,
what
but
what is it you're looking for? Like, I can understand my star player. Do you not think that before Mahomes signed that huge deal with Kansas City, he didn't sit down with his ownership and the owner segment? What is it you want? What is it that's going to make you happy, and what's feasible for everybody? What do you think we can do? What do you think you're worth? I can understand that. That part is different. But when you're getting me here without my agent and you're kind of almost bum rushing the situation and making me kind of choose up at that point, like, nah, that's not how you do things. That's not how you do business. I'm not mad at that. And then again, I got hurt going all out. If I was half-assing it out there and pulled something or broke something, it would be much different. But that's not Micah Parsons' narrative. He goes out and he goes full bore every single time. So for the narrative to be like he's lazy and he's everything, Jerry Jones, let's just go ahead and say this, is not a great dude. I'm sorry. Dude, we're talking about the same dude that fired Tom Landry and fired Jimmy Johnson basically because they were their leadership, don't like their leadership skills, don't like the leadership they bring. Really? These are two dudes that you don't like. He has an issue with anybody else that's more famous and smarter at football than he is. And he proves it every single time when he fires a great coach or a great coordinator or something like that because he just doesn't want to pay him, or he wants all of the credit for being the brain behind the Cowboys.
Can I quickly remind you of the Lucky Whitehead situation too? Some guy used his identity that was caught shoplifting. It wasn't actually Lucky himself.
And they cut him, and then
they're like, we've made the decision, we're moving on. Just what an ass organization. Right. I cannot believe Goodell didn't call Jerry personally and be like, what the F are you doing to this kid?
He's had issues with how many women have sued him for weird stuff with cheerleaders and taking, like, there's, man, Jerry Jones is a scumbag. So does it shock me that he would sit there and try to make Micah Parsons or offer Micah Parsons a contract without his agent. And let's be real, agents are kind of scumbags too. And that's what they do. They are paid to be scumbags for their clients. There's a reason people didn't love Drew Rosenhaus, or a reason people hate Scott Boris, or a reason people don't like certain agents, because they just do too good a job in getting their clients paid. Sometimes it's underhanded and whatever else, but that's what they do. That's what you pay them for. So I don't know, man. I can see where Micah Parsons is coming from, just because Jerry Jones has a history of just bad business. And it's not something new. So I'm going to probably lean on the side of Micah Parsons more than anything.
Yeah, but I'll push back on the bad business part. I mean, they're the most valuable sports franchise in the world.
He's done some, let me say, not bad business, dirty business. That's what I will say. I mean, maybe not bad business, but it's definitely dirty.
But how good has the business been since 1996, really, for Dallas?
It's been profitable, it's been nothing else.
As a business, it's been profitable. But as far as winning goes, not profitable.
Ass.
Yeah. That is, and to me, as a fan, I personally prefer the winning part. I don't think you get trophies for being the most valuable franchise in sports. You get a lot of good pats on the back. Good job, sir. Way to go, Mr. Jones. Congratulations, sir. You did it again.
Maybe they need to call that the Jerry Jones Trophy now. The most profitable team in the NFL.
That's a great award. Go ahead and do that.
So, I don't know, man. I think a deal will get done. I don't think Jerry Jones is going to... One, they're just not going to trade him. They are not going to trade
him. What's the market for Micah Parsons?
Oh, a couple firsts.
I would say at least two, possibly. Yeah. Like
an entire offensive line? We'll take your whole line. Just go ahead and send those guys over here for Micah Parsons. I think it's fair.
Couple firsts, you know, a couple seconds, couple thirds, couple fourths. Just give us your draft the next couple years. Yeah,
fair.
Yeah, if you could do that. Yeah.
Yeah, give me your 1-7 for the next 2 years. Yeah, I'm good with it.
Yeah. Well, there is another trade request out there in the NFL, and it has to do with a wide receiver over in Washington, who actually they might be getting a new stadium. Washington's in a weird spot.
It's a very weird place.
Yeah. Let's go there next here, Sports Saturday, 1080 The Fan. Excuse me, 105.1 The Fan. Jordan brought up one Gilbert Arenas. Not a great week for former NBA veterans. Was it Markieff or Marcus Morris that got busted for some checks that bounced to Vegas casinos?
Tomatoes.
with Marcus Morris.
Marcus?
Out of jail after 2 days without bail.
And then, the news of Gilbert Arenas running high-stakes poker games illegally out of his house or something like that.
And what makes it illegal is when you take a rake, basically. The way that a casino makes money on a poker game is taking some of the pot, right? You can't just, like, take a loss in blackjack or a win, so it's shaving a little bit off that pot each time there's money put in. So you can't do that unless you're a legal casino.
Gil says he knew nothing about it.
Bullshit.
Well, of course.
Come on, man. Like, listen, Gilbert Arenas is, I think he's top five dumbest people in sports history.
To quote, "This ain't got S to do with me," is what Gilbert said.
Yeah, I'm back on the streets, is what he said. It's like this, okay.
This ain't got S to do with me, spell S-H-Y-T, just rented the house, wasn't a part.
He rented the house?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Cool.
That's it.
Somebody was renting, you know, Mike Vick's house, too. He wasn't necessarily there. But, it's one of those things. Yeah, Gil definitely knew something about it. And because of that, he's probably, and more than anything, my thing for Gilbert is, bro, the arrogance. That's the thing that kills me about Gilbert. It's like, bro, the arrogance that you have, like, you know you're going to be in trouble for this. You're probably going to lose a lot of sponsorship dollars from Gil's arena and everything like that, which is going to make some of your comrades a little angry, because let's be honest, there's no need for another Rashad in sports media right now. Rashad McCants is trash at this thing. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Was he the one that said that he thought his team from Turkey or whatever they played
could
on
beat could the Nuggets? Like, shut up! What are you talking about? And then we said I could have scored 81 and shut your mouth, Rashad McCants. What are you talking about?
Then
Brandon Jennings gets up there and says, yeah, I was better than him. Like, what are y'all talking about, bro? Like, there's a bunch of dudes on there that just just talk for the sake of talking.
That reminds me of when Sasha Vujacic, former Laker, said something
world champion,
said something along the lines of like, yeah, I can go out and score 30 points any night, but that's not my role.
No, Sasha, you can't. You're more concerned about getting your hair behind your ears than scoring 30, bud.
Hey, didn't he bag Maria Sharapova, though, at one point?
I don't know. Sasha Vujic just had a nice little jumper. Now, he wasn't ever going to score 30 in a game, but I guarantee you this. You put him at any 24-hour fitness, or you put him anywhere, and he's the best. He's the best player for 30 miles.
I found the quote. This segment is all over the place, but I just can't get over this. So this was him back in 2011 when he played for the Nets. He said, I know I can score 20 or 30 points anytime I want, but I'm not that kind of guy. I want to win. I want to play the right way.
Because him scoring 20 means the team is getting blown out by 40. essentially.
If Sasha Vujacic is your main scoring option, then your team's in trouble.
No.
Some games I'm going to get 10 shots, some games 15 shots sometimes, especially coming off the bench. You're going to feel cold, and you need time to get in the rhythm. But right now, what I care the most is for us to become a better team, and we are really capable of doing that.
And yes, you are right, by the way.
Thank you, Sasha Vujacic, for your sacrifices.
He was engaged to Maria Sharapova in 2010. They did not marry, and their relationship ended. And since then, no public info about his relationships.
On this Gilbert Arenas poker thing, the games allegedly included chefs, valets, armed security, and young women hired to serve drinks, provide massages.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Just massages.
Doesn't ring a bell.
And entertain players. According to court documents, even the women's tip earnings were taxed by those running the games. One co-defendant, Yevgeny Gershman, who has been described as a suspected organized crime figure from Israel, has been linked to a broader scheme involving immigration and marriage fraud. Wow.
That's okay. Yeah, Gil's going. He's in trouble for this. Like, I mean,
I would love to be a fly on the wall in these poker game rooms.
Here's my
Gilbert Arenas and your boy Yevgeny.
Do it the right way. You see, Nas is opening a casino in Queens.
I did not know.
Should be awesome. But if you're gonna print money, that's how you do it. You get with somebody that can really break ground with some. Gilbert Arenas made a lot of money in his career. A lot more than Nas, more than likely. And so he can probably go ahead and get with somebody and start a casino or make a small casino. This is silly. And you're seeing all these athletes get in trouble for gambling lately. Have you noticed that? Like that $115,000 is worth losing the opportunity to make millions every year? All right. It's super smart, guys.
Yeah. And I get it. You know, after your career, trying to gamble because you don't have to, play and you don't have to answer to a league. And usually these athletes are broke, to where, they're trying to sustain their lifestyle still, which.
Oh, God. See Trevor Ariza. Jeez.
Yeah. Oh, dude. I mean, it's.
Sad story about him this week.
One of my favorite 30 for 30s is Broke.
Yes.
Yes. Great.
One of the original ones, I think.
Great one.
Because it just. Lays out all the different ways and has former athletes and that have either lost all their money or have been successful in their investments.
I think Antoine Walker was the case study of the one that hadn't.
You see Big Baby's in jail.
Well,
right now
that was the medical fraud.
Yeah,
thing,
for
right?
the medical fraud. So, like, man, these dudes are just doing weird stuff.
Vin Baker is like a manager at a Starbucks now.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Well, isn't he an assistant somewhere?
Huh?
He's an assistant somewhere right now.
No, last I heard, he was literally running a Starbucks. Not even kidding.
I want to say he was an assistant for Milwaukee.
I hope so. I mean, I hope someone gave him a job.
His LinkedIn says assistant coach, author, and advocate. I really, Milwaukee Bucks 2018 to present.
Okay.
You are correct.
Worked at Starbucks,
Joe.
Though. Yeah.
Looking at his LinkedIn, he was part of the management training program from 2014 to 2016 after he left the NBA. But I think he got a little lucky because Fox Sports came calling and hired him as an NBA analyst, which he then turned into a career post NBA as an author and obviously now as an assistant.
But
good for him.
Also, can you imagine, like, that brings up another point. Like you say, we're all over the place, Joe. But you played basketball, football, soccer. Baseball, whatever, your entire life. You never had a chance for a summer job. You never had a chance. You don't even know how to make a resume. Like, you've never done any of these things, really, because you've never had to. Your job has always been playing sports. And now you're 34 and you're done. Sports is over. I'm not actively making money anymore. What the hell do I do? Like, unless you stayed 4 years and went to college after you were drafted and got your degree and something amazing. Like, we hear, not often, but guys that went back and got their medical degree and they became this or that or whatever. But for the most part, most high-level D1 first-round picks, most of those guys aren't staying 4 years and getting their degree in psychology or whatever the case is. So imagine being 35, you're done playing, you still got so much life left, and you have really no skills outside of the sport you play.
Well, and I went to ChatGPT, and I brought up like the Marcus Morris situation specifically. I'm like, if an NBA player has $106 million in career earnings, and this is what I wrote, how can they F that up and lose their money They end up getting in trouble with a casino for bad bounce checks? Not so much how the casino part, but how much money do they lose in taxes and bad decisions? And it just went like, hey, you know, that 106 mil basically after taxes turns into about 58, 59 mil, somewhere in that range. They have agent fees. They have lifestyle costs, which is the silent killer that ChatGPT said. They have bad investments and scams, gambling, divorce, lawsuits, child support. It's just over time that 56 mil, and it's the big thing is always just the lifestyle, man. It's like, once you get those contracts, you start just throwing money around as if that money is always going
to
be there.
What was the size of the group of people Allen Iverson, the answer, used to fly everywhere around with him? Like, even to road games, he had a barber, he had a masseuse, and this is like, I think it was 4 to 5 people that he would be bringing for
him. He had a weed caddy, a weed roller, you know, a hair braider.
For a 41 freaking game schedule on the road.
Yeah, it's one of those things, but I think there's a... When you grow up in communities like that, then you almost have a responsibility to everybody feels like they did something to help you get there. Like, they drove you to practice. They came out there and worked with you. You slept in my house.
Remember that one time?
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of that. So there is almost an obligation for guys like Allen Iverson that's from somewhere like, where is he from? Like Virginia Beach, Virginia, you know, somewhere like that, you know, like, so yeah, there's that responsibility.
Yeah, Virginia. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's what happens to a lot of those people. It's like, man, you got a bunch of hands in the cookie jar taking stuff. So, yeah, that sucks. And then that divorce part, man. I'm signing a prenup.
Why I say that all college athletes in football, Power 5, D1, whatever, basketball, baseball, like these guys, they got to have financial literacy 100%. Classes, or they need to implement it into the program somehow, some way. It's like, you may right now, maybe your chances of being in the league are slim to none, but what if you pop in the next year and you get better? You need to know that if you get this money, and especially with NIL, it's like, hey, you're getting NIL deals now, like
today. Yeah,
like these kids are getting into money sooner than they ever have before as 18, 19, 20 year olds.
I know some kids right now that have just started their freshman year of college and they're about to start their freshman year of college, $250,000 off top to get ready to go. So yeah, so it's definitely happened.
Wow.
That media training, things like that, things that are actually going to help these young kids as they get ready to move to the next level. 100%.
All right. We are way over it. When we come back, we got to talk about something that I don't want to talk about because I don't want to think that it's a real thing. And it's gotten to the point where if there's smoke, there's fire. So we'll get to that next and tell you what I'm talking about here in hour number two, Sports Saturday, right here on 105.1 The Fan and The Fan Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.